welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, State Senator Chris Larson. Senator Larson, so many things going on that just don't seem to be right and are not getting better. Let's talk about the fact that if there wasn't for the fact that Governor Evers is in place, where would we be?
In a lot of trouble. I mean, it's, you know, like, you pick the topic because these guys are, they're playing with fire on a daily basis of what they're trying to do. You know, we could take the most recent example, if that's all right with you, of what they did. They just passed no less than 14 bills through the state Senate going after public education in the state. Everything from trying to dissolve the state's largest school district by breaking it into pieces to try and kill it, to expanding unaccountable voucher schools with no limits for income so that all the rich folks who are already sending their kids to private schools would get a sweet subsidy, and the folks who would have to pay for it are local taxpayers, and it would come out of the coffers for public schools.
I want you to go back and say that, because I talked about this on yesterday, and people don't seem to get it. $577 million of property taxes to pay, you know, in part for rich people to send their kids to private schools.
Yes. Yeah. This is a stunning thing of what – it's a big bait and switch. Back when this program first started – you know, they said this was going to be for poor people. This is going to be able to help. The competition will help all schools. But all they wanted was a foot in the door. And then once they got the foot in the door, they said, hey, how about some more money? And they've been doing that for 30 years. And this has just finally given up on whether this is going to actually help poor families. And then they kind of pulled the veneer off on that one when Walker was governor, and they tripled the income limits so that, you know, a family of four making over $57,000 would still qualify. And then you have a once in always in situation. So it's just 1 year. If one income family, they're in and they get the huge subsidy. And what that meant was when they expanded it, 80% of the new money going out for the voucher program was not going to new students coming into private schools. It was just going to those students' families who are already in the schools. It was just subsidizing their education. And so right now, I think it's 57% of enrollment of private schools is privately paid. This would just make it so that now it's publicly paid. And that money doesn't just come out of the air. It's not like, oh, well, you know, give everybody everything that they want. Public schools will get something. Private schools will get something. The reality is they have purposefully underfunded public education. They have delivered the largest cut to K-12 education in state history. They told the school administrators you can pay for it on the backs of teachers by slashing their benefits, reducing their pay, and going after their retirement. And so they did that saying, the state's broke. We can't backfill that. And now here we are. We've got $3.8 billion sitting in the state coffers in a surplus. And instead of finally giving teachers the raise that they need, they're saying, you know what, let's figure out ways to raise local property taxes. Let's give this big giveaway to private schools. And, oh, by the way, we are going to continue to go after public schools by breaking apart school districts and by passing a piece of legislation called the Book Burners Bill of Rights. That basically says if you don't like what's happening in any public school that your kid is in or any public classroom that they're in, if there's a book you don't like being taught, if you don't like the teacher teaching something and putting something on a test, you can say, well, my kid can't be taught that. And if you try to teach them that, I will sue you. This will make public schools impossible to operate. So that's what they're doing. This is the this package of bills, the stuff that they're doing. This is the death blow to public schools. So you asked, you know, where would we be without Governor Evers' veto pen? that would be law, right? And that would be the end of public schools as we know them in the state of Wisconsin. It would just be completely private.
You would Senator Lawson, all your rights. This is across the nation. They have organized this across the nation. You know, not only you, but I hear many other Democrats say to me in the legislature that you can't just across the board say that, you know, that all Republicans are bad, because there are some good Republicans. And I always say, well, I'm not up in Madison. I don't see any. And what I hear from always the ones who, and whoever the good Republicans are, they don't seem to be able to prevent the bad Republicans from continuing to, you know, ramrod all of these types of things into law. If there wasn't, again, where the Republicans miscalculated when Governor Walker was the governor and give him supreme power, they never even imagined that maybe at some point in time he wouldn't be there. And that's the only stopgap that there is. But, you know, Governor Evers isn't always going to be the governor. We've got to figure out another way, if there is, if it's possible, to balance this out. Otherwise, yeah. Well, I don't know how much longer we can live in this state.
Yeah, well, we need you to live in this state. We need you. That's the only cure for, you know, these attacks on democracy is more democracy, of working that much harder to make sure your voice is heard, your vote is counted. Right, and the voices and the voices of your neighbors
are working hard on doing away with that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's it. Is if they get their way, it'll be that much harder for the next generation. Right, our kids try and get out there and actually fix this and restore democracy. They've gotten exceedingly good at this stuff, right? These big libertarian or so-called libertarian think tanks that fund this, right? Where it keeps them on message, the Bradleys and the Kochs. But I'd say, look, there are some victories that are happening. We actually got good maps exactly a week ago. And good is a relative term.
repeat that. You got good what?
We got good maps, the legislative maps.
Oh, maps, that's because the state Supreme Court decided.
Right, unexpectedly. There was a guy, you know, where the right-wing machine,
Hagedorn.
Yeah, they got Hagedorn in there, and he's decided, you know, to be revolutionary in by following the law. And saying, you know what, you set this standard, this is what we're following. So, unfortunately, fair maps was never on the menu. Completely fair maps with 50% of the state votes for, you know, the Democratic candidate, and then 50% of the seats would go to the Democrats. Unfortunately, they already eliminated that. So, there's something called least change. But the way that this is set up now, these new maps make things a little bit fairer. So that when 50% of the vote goes to Democrats, it doesn't mean 66% of the seats go to Republicans, right? Which is the way that they had the maps set up previously, or if they had their way, that's what would have happened. A veto-proof majority for them, which means regardless of what's happening in the state, frankly, regardless of who the governor would be, they'd still get their way. So that is a victory, right? It means, okay, there's a leg to stand on. And frankly, more and more people who are figuring this stuff out, it's changing. You know, people are understanding it little bit by little bit. So, right, it's not just a tale of woe of how frustrating it is. And, man, it's frustrating. You're paying closer attention than most, Earl. But there is victories happening. And, you know, I think of our neighbors to the west. How long was Waukesha all but written off as a place that is just a Republican stronghold, right? And wouldn't you know it, that is starting to shift. That is starting to shift, where the Senate district that's over in that area is now shifting and is likely to become Democratic this fall, in this fall's election. And more people over there in the immediate suburbs are starting to understand, you know, that they're not getting the best life that they could, that the state is not moving in the direction they want. And so that is shifting, right? So they can gerrymander so much, but That's why they've had to start to move on to try and limit people from voting, because even that isn't enough to save them. So they're losing. They're on the back of their heels, you know, which is why they're more and more desperate in the stuff that they're trying.
You know, Senator Larson, I don't know if you're aware, but this radio station is located in Waukesha.
And, there you go.
You know. I initially heard radio station in Waukesha. I had no understanding, as you just stated, that there, you know, some changes are starting to happen there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, from the neighbors to our west, I know where you live, and I, you know where I live over on the east part of Milwaukee. But yes, that is fantastic. So the people who are listening right now are part of that. They're starting to realize, wait a second. You know, the echo chamber of Fox News is not actually news. It is just an echo chamber. And so that is getting people to actually pay attention and know what's going on in their community. So it is important that people are doing that. And so we are 8 months out from the election, and Republicans seem like they're in a fair bit of disarray over, I guess you could call it the Donald Trump primary of who is going to get Trump's endorsement, which apparently is the only thing that matters now in Republican politics. So they're all tripping over themselves, and the rest of the state, the rest of the voters are like, why are you guys still talking about that guy?
Senator Larson, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.